This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, Agutavach. This week we're going to do the daf earlier in the week. Tomorrow morning, Bezos Hashem will be the Ion Shir, the Siyata Deshmaya. The Gemara just said on the fourth line on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, De Achla Esroiga Havala Bnei Rechani. If a woman who's pregnant eats an esrog, she'll have fragrant children. The Gemara, in fact, tells a story. Barte de Shibar Malka, the daughter of Shibar Malka, achla ba ima esroiga. Her mother ate an esrog when she was pregnant with her. Vahava maskila, and they would bring her lekamei avua before her father, bereish reichani, as like the choicest fragrance. In other words, the Gemara is bringing a proof that by eating an esrog, you in fact will have children who smell good. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Badak lan Rav Huna bar Chinana." Rav Huna bar Chinana would check us with the following question: "He oimeres lahanik, v'hu oimer shalai lahanik." Let's say she says, "I want a nurse," and he says, "I don't want you to nurse because it's gonna ruin your beauty." Shaymin la, we listen to her. Because after all, tsara didahu, it's a distress for her if she doesn't nurse. It hurts her. It physically causes her pain if she has milk and she can't express it. But who aymer lahanik? He says, nurse. Vi aymer shaloi lahanik. She says, I don't want a nurse. Maybe she's accustomed not in her family not to nurse. You know, it was considered wealthy people would not nurse. She says, I don't want to nurse. It's beneath my dignity. Mahu, what's the halacha? Kol heicha delav orcha shaymin la. If it's not her family custom, we listen to her. Because she never has to go down to his level. If her family nursing was beneath their dignity, she doesn't have to go down to his family's level. He orcha fuhu lav orche. What if for her family it was typical to nurse, but for his family it was not typical to nurse? So for her family it was typical. For his family it was not the custom. So in his family it was beneath their dignity. But he said, I don't care. You should nurse the kid because in your family it's acceptable. Mai, baser didazin, we go after him. Oi baser didazin, we go after her. Upashitna le, we answered the question for him, Meha, from the following teaching. Oila imai ve'eno yeredes imai. We learned in a braisa earlier on Daf Memches, she always goes up to his status and she does not go down to his status. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Maikra, what pasuk teaches us that a married woman goes up to the husband's status? Everybody wanted to know, why are we learning the Daf Matzah Shabbos? What remez is there in the Daf that we should learn Matzah Shabbos? The answer is, because this week, if there's a pasuk from this week's Parsha, so therefore, we wanted to learn it as close to this week's Parsha as possible. Avimelech said, why didn't you tell me? Hashem comes to Avimelech and he says, you're going to die for the woman that you took. She's Be'ulas Baal. V'hi Be'ulas Baal. Ba'al Yasoi Shabal. A woman goes up to the husband's level. And she doesn't go down to the husband's level. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Mehacha. It says about Chava, Kihi Hoysa Eim Kol Chai. She is the mother of every living thing. L'chayim Nitna, V'loy L'tzar Nitna. Marriage was given to bring a woman life, not to cause her tsar. Fine. Now the Mishnah earlier said something very interesting, that there are seven activities that a woman should do for a husband. If she brings in one shivcha, she's off the hook for three of them. Lo toichenes v'lo oifa v'lo mechabeses. If she brings in two, ein mevashel se emanika es bana. Three, she doesn't do. So in other words, If she brings in a second, she doesn't do another two. If she brings in a third, she doesn't do another two. If she brings in a fourth, she sits on an easy chair. So the Gemara says, Hechnisala shifcha, if she brings in one shifcha, she's off the hook for three. But hashara avda, she has to do the other four. Why in the world would she have to do the other four? One woman, the wife, does seven jobs. So if she brings in a shifcha, let that shifcha do all seven jobs. Hashara avda, she does a rest. The temale, let her say to him, Ailis lachitza, b'charikai, I brought you in a woman, b'charikai, in my place, in lieu of me. So why can't she do all the jobs? Says Gemara, very geshmak asvar, mishum da amarla, he says to her, ha tircha ledidi uledida. Sure she does seven jobs, for me and for her. But who's going to do the jobs for you? You're right, one woman could do seven jobs for two people. But now that she's in the house, there are three people. So who's going to do it for you?
And if there were kids that came into the marriage, lechayr, it's the same idea.
It's interesting, because when the Mishnah talks about the jobs that the wife does for the husband, does she have to do them for the children? The Mishnah didn't quite say, did it? We don't really know. What is the wife's responsibility to the kids they have? Okay. Shtayim, if she brings in two. Einam evashalas ve'einam manika. She doesn't do another two jobs. Hashar avda, she does the other jobs. But wait a second. V'tei malei, let him say to her, let her say to him, Ailis lach itzachwiti, I brought in another woman, detarcha ledidi uledida, that she could work for me and her. In other words, okay, I understand. One woman could do seven jobs for two people. So the first woman I brought in will do seven jobs for you and for her. But now I brought in another woman to do the seven jobs for me and for her. V'chada l'didach l'da, and one woman to do for you and for her. So the husband says, no, still not enough. Mishum da'amar la, he says to her, kame orchi uparchi mantarach. Who's going to do jobs for those visitors who stay long and who stay short? Who's going to welcome the guests? Rashi says, Orchi are guests that come for a week or a month. Parchi are just passerbyers. Now, I don't understand this. What do you mean, who's going to do it? Who does it when you don't bring in any maids? L'chaira, the wife does it. And she does the seven jobs. That means one person could do seven jobs for two people and for the guests. So when you bring in two women, in other words, one woman is not, let me just think for a second. A wife could do seven jobs for two people plus guests. So now the wife doesn't want to work. The first maidservant is doing seven jobs for him and her. L'chaira, she should be able to take care of guests also. And the other woman who is working for the wife and for her could do seven jobs. L'chaira, she should be able to take care of guests. I'm not really sure, where do these guests come in? I mean, who's taking care of the guests when there are no cleaning ladies? The Gemara continues, Shalosh Einam Atzas Hamita. If you have three women, then she doesn't have to make the beds. Hashara Avda. But other things she does. Meaning, when you bring in three cleaning ladies, she doesn't make the bed and she doesn't work Betzemer. But it's not like she does nothing. She only sits on an easy chair when there are four women. So what is she doing? Says Gemara Hashar Avdi V'Teim Alei. Why can't she say, I brought another woman for the long-standing guest and the short-standing guest? So the Gemara says, well, now that there's so many people in the house, there are going to be much, much more guests because everybody has friends. It's going to be a big party. Nafish b'nei beisa. There are a lot of household members. Nafish orchi uparchi. There are going to be many, many guests. So then the Gemara says, well, then even if you have four cleaning ladies, it shouldn't be enough. Yihachi afilu arba. Nami, even four should not be enough. Says Gemara, arba, four, kivan dinafishi luhu, since there are many workers and there are many helpers, m'sayna that they'll help each other. Amar Rab Chana v'yitem Rosh Bar Nachmini. Rab Chana sends some say Rosh Bar Nachmini. Loi hechnisa loi mamish. Doesn't mean she has to actually bring in these cleaning ladies. Ela kivan sharu'uya lahachnes. If she brings in a big enough dowry that she could afford bringing in cleaning ladies, afal pi shaloi hechnisa, even though she doesn't bring them in, it would exempt her from doing these jobs. So if she has enough funds in the dowry to buy some of these cleaning ladies, she's off the hook, even if she doesn't actually buy them. Tana, then we learned in a braisa, echad shehechnisa lai ve'echad shetzimsa lai mishalai. Whether she brought in these cleaning ladies or whether she was mitzamtzem from money that he gave her to be able to save up, that money that she saves up dedicated to household help would exempt her from these jobs. Arba yoshevis bekadarta. If she has four cleaning ladies, she sits on an easy chair. Amar of Yitzchak, Bar Chanina, Amar of Huna, afal pi sha'amru yoshevis bekadarta, even though Chazal say that she sits on an easier chair, there's still certain jobs that she does. Aval moizeges leikais. She'll still dilute his wine. Umatzas leis amita. And she'll spread out the bed. The Mishnah was talking about a different, the mattress, more of the laborious part of making the bed. This is talking about the top sheet. And these she does not to work, but as a sign of chavivos. And she'll prepare his water to bathe, to wash his face, hands, and feet. Amar of Yitzchak bar Chananya, Amar of Huna. Kol malacha she'isha oisel baila. All tasks that a woman does for her husband, nida oisel baila. A woman who's a nida does for her husband. Chutz mi mezigas hakais. Except for diluting his wine. Meaning, any malacha that a woman does for her husband, even when she's a nida, she could do it. Won't it lead to romantic type of behavior? No. Mopping the floor will not lead to any kind of romantic interaction. Cleaning the bathroom will not lead to scrubbing the sink will not. But there are certain more types of jobs which are of endearment, except for chutz mim zigas hakos, diluting his cup, v'atzas amita, doing his sheet, v'achotzas panav yadav v'raglav, and preparing his water to bathe, v'atzas amita, and, oh, says the Gemara, v'atzas amita, and preparing the sheet, amar rav aloi amar el b'fanav, it's only a problem in his presence, aval shaloi b'fanav, not in his presence, less than, but there's no problem. U'mizigas hakos, Shmuel mechalfale debisu biyada desmala. Now this is very interesting. Even though a woman who's a nida cannot prepare his cup, cannot dilute his drink, Shmuel, his wife, would exchange it for her left hand. Which means either she would, pashasa means she would serve it with her left hand, as like a hecker, so it does not come to any interaction, any intimate interaction. Abayi manchile apuma dekuba. Abayi would put the cup on the mouth of its... of its lip, would serve it in an unusual way. Rava abesadia. Rava would serve it from its top. These are all shinuyim in the manner in which it's served. Rav Papa Ashreshipa. Rav Papa would put it on a stool. So these were all ways of serving the drink in an unusual manner as a heker, not to come to any chavivos. Now we're going to learn an interesting topic. The topic is that when a person sees food and they want the food, if they don't have the food, it could be dangerous. It could be a sakana. So the Gemara says that if you have a waiter, you're not supposed to delay your meal in front of the waiter, because then he's not going to be able to partake of the food. It could be dangerous for him. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Huna, HaKol Mashin B'fnei HaShamash. Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya said in the name of Rav Huna, everyone could delay their meal before a shamash. It doesn't matter what you're eating, whether you're eating cereal and milk, whether you're eating pizza, you're eating chicken, chutz mi basar v'yayin, except for meat and wine. That's something that has such a strong smell and draw that you cannot delay your meal in front of the waiter without giving him. Amar Rav Chisda, basar shamein v'yayin yashin. We're talking about fatty meat and old wine. Amar Rava, basar shamein kalashan kula. Fatty meat the whole year. Yayin yashan, old wine, bitkufas tamas, in the summer, when it has a very strong odor and the heat of the season makes a person more passionate about it. Amar Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa. Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa says, Hava ka'imna kamei de Mar Shmuel. I was standing before Mar Shmuel, va'aisule tavshila da'ardi. And they brought him a dish da'ardi of mushrooms. It's a kind of mushroom. And a mushroom could have a strong aroma. V'ilav di'avli, had they not given me a shtickle, istakni, I would have been in danger. Amar Ravashi said, "Have a ke'imne k'meder of Kahana." I was standing before Rav Kahana, va'aisi lei, and they brought to me to Rav Kahana gargalidi delifta, thin pieces of a turnip, bechala and vinegar. V'lav di yahavli, if they wouldn't have given me some istakni, I would have been in danger. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa said, "Afilu tamarta dehanunisa." Even a fat date could also get the appetite flowing. Klala de milsa, here's the rule. Kol de islay reich, anything that has smell of islay kiyua and is blunt, it's pungent, you can withhold it from the waiter. Avuha barihi uminyamin barihi. Avu barihi and minyam barihi. Chad safi mikomino mina. One gave the waiter from each dish at the meal. The chad safi mikhad mina. And one gave from one dish at the meal. Mar mishtay el yabadei, mar loy mishtay el yabadei. The one that gave the waiter from each dish, Eliyahu would speak to. The one that only gave from one dish, Eliyahu did not speak to. So here we learn a very important lesson that we don't know in this world who the real tzaddikim are. Because we think, oh, who's a big tzaddik? He has a long beard and he sits in the corner and he says to Hillel, nah, all that stuff is not that relevant. The tzaddik is someone who has sensitivity to other people, that when they're hungry, he makes sure to feed them from every dish. However, the one that did not have that sensitivity, Elio did not speak to him. It's not like he did something wrong. Maybe you're not required to. But chasidus is to be gracious and kindly to other people. Hanu tartin chasid. There are two righteous people. V'amrila, some say Rav Mari Rav Pinchas. B'nei Rav Chisda. They're both the sons of Chisda. Mar kadim safi, umar ma'acher safi. One would quickly give the waiter before they put the food in front of themselves, and one would only feed the waiter after. The kadam safi elyo mishtabate, the one that fed the waiter first, elyo spoke to. The meyacher safi, the one that fed the waiter after, loy mishtal elyo bade, elyo did not speak to. Okay, Rabbi Isai?
They're still both called chassidim.
Correct. They're both chassidim. I guess Eliyahu doesn't speak just to every chassid, right? In other words, you have to be a special chassid. So yeah, you're right. Good diuk. They're both chassidim. But the one that displayed this special chassidus merited Eliyahu should speak to. Okay, so that's Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. With your permission, tomorrow night, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, okay? Have a very good night, everyone. Kol Tov, Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Enjoy your extra hour. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.